With the frost and chill slowly warming up, another winter is almost behind us. This new year brings with it the Juried Art Student Exhibition once again. The exhibition showcasing the skills and creativity of local young artists is open now and can be viewed through March 27th at UNO's Art Gallery. Director of the School of Arts at UNO, Amy Morris, says this exhibition is a favorite among both students and the public alike.
I love how excited students get about this, and I think it's the one that students seem to attend the most. They bring their friends, they bring their family, and then a lot of the art students want to see what the other art students are doing, so they come. And then, of course, there are awards to be had, and we announce those at the reception. I think it's just one of the most exciting, dynamic shows, and the range of works is really, really diverse.
UNO's annual Juried Art Student Exhibition is held each spring semester. The students either majoring or minoring in studio arts, art education, and art history submit their original work for consideration to be displayed in the exhibition following a call for art. A juror then selects different pieces from the pool of artwork that will make up that year's exhibition lineup. Once the list of selected works is released, students can begin preparing their work for display.
The other thing that makes this exhibition special is that students are given awards. So there is a foundation fund called the Bertha Mengedat Hatz Fund, and we're able to award prizes. The juror helps decide how they want to break up the prizes, and the Friends of Art gives a $750 award to the student with the best artwork.
While some juried art exhibitions tend to focus on just one medium, such as last year's lineup of print artworks, this year's exhibition will display art across a wide array of genres. This year's exhibition juror is artist Teresa Gleason, owner of Ming Toy Gallery. The exhibition is open to the public between 10 a.m. and 5 p.m. at UNO's Art Gallery. The exhibition's closing reception and awards ceremony will be on March 27th, beginning at 5 p.m.
The other thing that's really good about this juried student exhibition is that it coincides with Student Research and Creative Activity Fair. And so now more and more they've been including artworks as like entries. And so they can come to the gallery and they can talk to the students right by their artworks while they're hung there.
A new development, the Student Research and Creativity Fair and the Juried Art Student Exhibition first overlapped 2 years ago, bringing both attention and further opportunities to the students participating in the exhibition. After some careful planning, the two events will coincide again this year, March 27th.
It's just such a great opportunity for students to see their art on display, because as professional artists, exhibiting is one of the main things that you're judged by. So they're getting a taste of that professional experience.
From the KVNO Arts Desk, I'm Abigail Gosek.